Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
Good afternoon, Mr. Loubardias. How are you today, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Glad to hear it. I'm doing well. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day in Calgary, so no complaints. Let's focus on that. Again, another frustrating loss for the Flames last night, and a lot of frustration amongst the fan base. And as you guys heard last night, frustration boiling over with some of the players as well, as you got to chat with a fairly open and honest Milan Lucic yesterday evening.
We did, and we very much appreciate, in what has been some very trying times, players coming on the air to handle some really difficult situations to the best of their ability. I want you to listen to some of this, because here's an individual who has been there, done that. He's gone through a lot of personal challenges in his life, both on the ice, off the ice, and yes, have I always felt the connection to Milan Lucic? I have. Because when I judge and assess hockey and sports, maybe to a detriment, I like to focus my attention on people who can get the job done when it's the most difficult. And those are the people, in many ways in my life, forget about sports, that I look up to the most. So you don't hear this very often in hard situations, because just like we do, Peter, every day on the air, you put yourself in a vulnerable position. Milan put himself in a vulnerable position with teammates, with staff, with everyone. But to get to the heart of the matter, I always think that we can't be afraid to dig in on the real and hard stuff. And following a disappointing loss, here is Milan Lucic.
And it seems like all season long, every time we get into these situations where we dig ourselves back in and we cut the lead in half, we manage to shoot ourselves in the foot again by not managing the puck, not managing the clock, not managing the puck. And, you hear a lot of outside noise talk about coaching and all this type of style of play and all this bullshit. But, that has nothing to do with the coaches. That has everything to do with the guys that are playing and the guys on the ice. They're the ones that have to manage the puck. Even, myself, on the first goal, instead of trying to make the play to Benny, I got to get that in. And, that's one of the examples. And, it's again, we find a way to shoot ourselves in the foot time and time again. And that's on us.
Pretty honest, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was listening live and with my wife and just kind of went, whoa, was not expecting that.
Very real, very emotional, very invested. That's the guy, and I don't pretend to know him well. I really don't. Been around him, have we had conversations over the years? Several. Lots. But is this someone that I got to know when he was 17 or 18 years old? Yes. Spent a lot of time around him, called two Memorial Cups that he played in 2007, traveled to Russia to broadcast the Canada-Russia Super Series, an 8-game series, where Milan was the captain of that Canadian team. And if you want to have some fun, go ahead and look that team up and take a peek at who was on that team, and Brent Sutter made Milan Lucic the captain. So I've known him for a long time, and he is an emotional guy. He's a caring guy. And is he afraid to have fun? No. No. But he's an all-in guy. And he's a passionate guy. And he demands a lot of himself, and he demands a lot of others. And he just told you that's not good enough. Now, again, in the fan base, I get it. I completely get it. Are people mad? They're mad. Peter, you know what I think people are mad about? I think they're mad because right now we're kind of mad, period. And you know how I know we're mad? Because how quickly at times, and we all want to see the best. We do. We really do. But we have to invest. And again, you know, here it is for me. So forget about philosophy today. Let's cut to the chase. So this hockey team goes into Toronto. And I think even you and I may have assessed those games different. And that's fine. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. What I saw against the best team in the Canadian division was a team that battled its tail off, had a great detailed approach. Yes, anybody who plays the Toronto Maple Leafs is probably going to have a tough time measuring up in regards to talent level, high-end elite ability. But for two games, I saw the Calgary Flames dig in, battle, defend the front of their net, kill off 11 straight Toronto Maple Leaf power plays. Yes, fine. If you want to say that that was all about the goalie, go ahead. That's fine. You can feel that way. You may feel that way, Peter. That's fine. And did David Rittich play two splendid games? Yes, he did. But to play the way you had to play against the Toronto Maple Leafs, I think the Flames did exactly what they had to do to give themselves the best chance. Have they done that against the Ottawa Senators? Well, they did it one game. They did it one game. They did it on Saturday afternoon. Their best people were their best people. They dictated. They got to their game. They made life pretty miserable on Ottawa. And before you could blow your nose, they put Ottawa in a very difficult spot. Won the hockey game, won it pretty convincingly. Now, 2 days later, you play a pretty good first period. Things are okay. Things are fine. But answer me this. Were you outskilled last night in the second period when the game turned? Or were your details and your commitment to doing it right by your best people, was that at a high enough level? You tell me.
Well, I certainly don't think they were outskilled. I think it was those details. A pass just a little bit off, and then a back check that isn't all the way there. A misplay from a goaltender who otherwise I thought was fantastic last night. I think it was absolutely the details, and it feels like we've talked about that a few times with this team.
So again, everybody wants a pound of flesh. You know what? Right about now, in the heat of the heat, I might want a pound of flesh. But again, how do we assess? And I just leave this for all our listeners today. Are we not having a lot of the same conversations around here that we've had for years? I think we are. Is it hard right now? Yes. In fact, in listening to Dave Tippett today, I listened to a great podcast recently with Paul Maurice. We can all we can all understand that the world is different. Hockey is different. The division is different. What the players have to go through is different. What the coaches have to go through is different. Is the microscope different? Yes. But you know what I heard Dave Tippett talk about this morning? And this comes after his team and his two best players have been shut out by, I think, the team that has set the standard in the Scotia North Division, the Toronto Maple Leafs. And he's loving it. He's embracing it. It is challenging him, even though he can't see his wife. He can't see his grandkids as much as he'd like to. Because it's challenging him to be better. And he's embracing it. Who's embracing this right now? Who's embracing it? I don't see enough embracing.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
yeah.
Guess what? I can use myself in terms of what you want and what you're committed. I've had a struggle for 55 years with my waistline. It's basically a year in, a year out. I can be the weight gain and weight loss champion of planet Earth. I do really well. But you know why I don't get to a better result? Because I'm not committed enough to the work to fix it.
Yeah, and that is, again, I think the main takeaway I have from there is what you said, and it's something we've talked about for a bit, is that these conversations that we are having have gone on for a number of years now, and that's where I do think a lot of the frustration comes. Quickly, before we get to more, I did look up that team that you were talking about, the team that Lucic was on.
Were there some pretty good players on that team?
Yeah, there was a couple. Holy cow. Like, yeah, you got John Tavares, who I think it worked out for him. Sam Gagne, not bad. Kyle Turris, at the time, was very good. Claude Giroux, Brad Marchand. On the blue line, you had Carl Alsner, also a fine fellow named Drew Doughty. Milan Lucic on that squad as well, between the pipes. Bernier Irving and Steve Mason. So did that, like, that team was insane.
Yes, it was. And no one really knew about it because it happened in the summertime. It was not the World Junior Championship. And that team against Bobrovsky, Varlamov, Artem Anisimov, Dodonov, Vyacheslav, Voinov. Now, was it the most talented Russian team? No, not necessarily. But that series... So Canada went to Russia, and Brad, you want to have a good segment, have Brad Pascal on with myself, and you want to talk about a couple of great segments about stories of being in Russia and the planes that we flew on, planes flying overhead of the hotel in Omsk at 2:30 in the morning before a game. Well, that band of Brent Sutter, Milan Lucic, and all those great names, well, they went to Ufa and Omsk, and they won all four games there, and then came back home and won every game in the series except a 3-3 tie in front of a sold-out crowd in Red Deer in Brent's place. It was an incredible experience, incredible players. And I got to know, listen, when you're, and the coaching staff was okay too. Guy by the name of Sutter was the head coach. One of the assistants was a guy by the name of Pete DeBoer, Benny Grew. It was a pretty awesome experience. So, yes, learned a lot about those people. They're not kids anymore. When you're my age, you feel that way. But Milan Lucic was the captain of that particular group. Milan never got to play in a World Junior because right after that event, Peter, you know where he ended up, don't you?
With the Boston Bruins?
He ended up with the Boston Bruins. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that. Yeah, well, I think
you know what? At some point, well, I don't know, maybe, you know, when the season's over or whatever and you guys are looking to fill some time and, you know, I love the opportunity to go back and share those experiences and getting to know all those young people who are now grown up with children and they've gone through lots of stuff. So, yeah, that was quite a team, that 2007 yeah. Super Series group.
Yeah, certainly seems like it. And yes, I think that Lucic going to the Boston Bruins, I think it worked out pretty well for him after that. Focusing back on the Calgary Flames here now, what is next? Because there is a lot of frustration. And this already, three games into this stretch here against Ottawa, it already is not going the way a lot of people wanted it to. But you do, like, the season didn't end last night. There is still moving forward. How do the Flames now move forward from this?
Well, I don't know how many more ways I can say it. And again, the temperature, Peter, I've been here a long time, as you know. I've never seen it like this. I haven't. Never. Never. Even in the worst of times. And I think it does. I think it has a lot to do with expectations that this team has set for itself. I think when people look at this team from the outside, and I think in part even from the inside, and they're both fair, you know, it's hard for people not to think about 2018, 2019, and 50 wins. It's hard for people not to think about being 11 seconds away from going up 3-1 on the Dallas Stars, the team that ended up in the Stanley Cup final. But you didn't do it. And in the playoffs, both against Colorado and against Dallas, who would you say, Peter, do you think their best player was?
Probably the goaltender.
So now, and again, let's also remember, we talk about what's next. Well, one of these days, you're going to get two, you know, pretty consistent people back in your goalie, Jacob Markstrom. So you went out and you got an elite-level goalie. There's no doubt about that. And outside of maybe one game, he's been brilliant. So kind of where should we really be looking? So everyone was crying out for a goalie and an elite goalie. Well, got an elite goalie, took steps in the bubble because you became harder to play against and found yourself 11 seconds away. On paper, you should be better. I don't think right now you're better. However, in a new season, in difficult times, difficult everywhere I look, I think everybody wants everybody to blow it up. I don't think it needs to be blown up. I don't. In fact, I believe you learn the most about your teams, about your people, in their ability to ride it out. There's no quick fix here. Come on. There's no quick fix here. There isn't. But let's not throw you-know-what out with the bathwater either. People are very fair to be upset. It's very fair. And everybody is mad based on one thing, I think. You tell me. And I know we've got, you know, we've got some insiders coming next to share their experience and their perspective. But a team that got themselves out of some of the most trying times that I've seen ever in a season last year, played better in the bubble. They're not playing very well. And what's maddening to people is that they show you what they show you Saturday and then come right back the next night and you'd swear it's a different group. Isn't that what makes it hard? If
yes.
Peter, in a sense, it would be easier if you just got yourself, and it happens to every team basically, you get yourself in a 6 or 7 game skid where you can't find it. And then you figure it, and then you get to a better place. The hard part with this group is they get to a better place quickly, but it's hard to sustain it.
Yep. Yeah, and that's been the thing. And you don't get the – when they do find it, it's only for a couple of games. Like, it really is a bit of a roller coaster that we are riding with this team, and a lot of people frustrated by that. We'll see if the Flames can kind of course correct as they do return home now for a pretty good stretch over the next little while. Obviously, some road games mixed in there, but quite a bit at the Dome for the Flames. Lou, always a pleasure, sir. We will chat again tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.